This sale season, Ritual is urging you to think about what's essential. Your daily health? Pretty essential. Making sure your products are heavy metal tested, clean label project certified, and sourced through a traceable supply chain? Also essential. So this Black Friday, skip the micro trends and put your savings where they matter. Your health. With 40% off daily essentials like stress relief and Symbiotic Plus for gut support. Head to ritual.com/podcast and shop responsibly.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
So at the end of his stardom as Superman on television around 1958, George Reeves went down a path of a struggling career that eventually ended in his death in 1959. While his death was officially termed a suicide, his fans and the media in general believe it could have been murder.
Welcome to an all-new season of the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. This season, we dive into the most horrific unsolved murders in history. From the Black Dahlia murder to the unsolved murder of the Lady of the Dunes. Join us every Tuesday on YouTube or your favorite podcast platform. As always, we thank you for listening.
Welcome to the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. Today on another episode of Cold Case Files, we dive into the strange death of George Reeves, best known for playing Superman. I'm your host, Larry Lease. Join us as we break down this strange and unusual case. George Reeves was born George Kiefer Brewer on January 5, 1914. His claim to fame was as the original Superman in the 1952 to 1958 TV show Adventures of Superman. So at the end of his stardom as Superman on television around 1958, Reeves went down a path of a struggling career that eventually ended in his death in 1959. While his death was officially termed a suicide, his fans and the media in general believe it could have been murder. However, there is a bit of a curse that comes with playing an extremely famous character. You lose your own personal identity and come to be known more as the character than your own self. And what this means for actors is that they often struggle to find work beyond their iconic character, because it is extremely hard for film producers to make their audience take them seriously any other character. So at the end of his stardom as Superman on television around 1958, Reeves went down a deep, dark path. There are three primary theories around what could have actually happened the night of Reeves' death. These were played out in the 2006 movie Hollywoodland, which cast Ben Affleck in the role of Reeves and Diane Lane in the role of her lover Tony Mannix. Thank you. On the night of his death, George Reeves and his fiancée, Lenora Lemon, came home from dinner and drinks and came home quite drunk. They then invited a few guests to their home. Robert Corden, who was a writer who was actually staying in one of the bedrooms while working on a story. They also had over their neighbor Carol Van Ronkel and her lover, William Bliss. Carol was in an extramarital affair with Bliss. Reeves and Lemon returned from dinner around 11 p.m., and their guests arrived later at 1 a.m. Reeves walked down to tell them they were not welcome for a party at that late of an hour. No kidding. I'd kick my own family out for showing up at my house at 1 a.m. for a party. However, on his fiancée's assistance, he stayed for a few drinks. Before retiring to bed after a short stay, he was grumpy and in a foul mood. A little later, the group downstairs heard the gunshot, and Reeves was found dead. Finally, let me tell you a few facts that lay out Reeves' life before his death. Reeves has managed to land a good role in the famous 1939 movie Gone with the Wind, playing one of the Tarleton brothers. However, World War II intervened, and that had not gone well for Reeves' career. He had been forgotten and had a struggling post-war career. This was when he met Toni Mannix, the wife of Eddie Mannix, who was the general manager of MGM, Hollywood's most glamorous studio. Toni and Reeves had gotten into a love affair, and he knew this and was not too upset at this, as he had his own set of mistresses, a perk from his career and that casting couch culture back then. Toni used Eddie's money and splurged on expensive gifts for Reeves, including a house, an expensive watch, and many other things. The house that Reeves died in was the one Toni had bought him. During his struggle, Reeves had reluctantly landed a role in a low-paying TV series around the iconic comic book superhero Superman. The show had been bought a couple of years later and aired on television to a surprisingly huge reception from kids and families alike. Reeves had become a household name and a superstar of television. The whole gig had made him famous, but not very rich. However, as a result of his success, he was able to land a role in a big production house movie, but it tanked at the box office because the audience still saw him as Superman and couldn't take him seriously in another role. While his Superman fame stayed, his career was on a decline. And this is when he met Lenora Lemon, a small-time TV actress who dated Reeves, apparently for his fame and money, only to find later that there wasn't much of it left. Toni was 8 years older than Reeves, and Lenora was a young woman who made him feel young and revitalized him during his professional downfall. Reeves decided to part ways with Toni and was engaged to be married to Lenora. Lenora herself wasn't too pleased in the relationship with a grumpy, declining star who wasn't as rich as she'd hoped either. Let's dive into the theories. Number one, Lenora could have murdered Reeves. One theory discussed among investigators and citizen sleuths, I guess, and crime junkies, is that Lenora could have murdered Reeves. She may have gone up to confront Reeves, being grumpy, and in a fit of rage and argument, pulled the gun out of the side drawer and shot him. And trying to cover up for the murder, they probably cleaned up and hid any traces before calling the police a whole 45 minutes later. In the police investigation, it is also recorded that Lenora had made comments to other guests, including, "He's going to shoot himself," when she heard the bedside drawer open upstairs. And then he had then followed it up with, "He's getting the gun out now. He's going to shoot himself," right before they heard the gunshot. This was attributed to the drunken state of the guests, but is very suspicious under the circumstances. In the days post the murder, the crime scene had also been tampered with when Lenora had gone in to take $4,000 worth of cash and traveler's checks they'd set aside for the honeymoon. Another potential reason for suspicion. Theory number two, Eddie Mannix, quote-unquote, had taken care of Reeves, seeing his wife lamenting and sad over the prospect of having lost Reeves to Lenore. Eddie could have used his underworld connections and strongman ways to take care of the situation. He could have called a hit on Reeves, sent a hired killer, and gotten Reeves killed to take revenge for the pain Reeves had dared to cause his wife. Given the notorious nature of Eddie during the days, this was the second strongest theory. And number three, the most assuming theory, is that it was an actual suicide. The bullet wound was such that the bullet entered the right temple of Reeves and came out to hit the ceiling. A quite natural suicide gunshot trajectory. The lack of any gunshot residue being found on Reeves could be attributed to the fact that his body had been washed before the coroner's examination. He was indeed a man in his professional decline and had a troubled personal life, and so there could be potential signs of depression and suicidal tendencies that could have led him to kill himself. The official verdict is ruled suicide. However, there's a lot in this case that was left unanswered and suspicious. And this case remains one of the most mysterious cases in Hollywood history. I consider it still unsolved. The world did lose a great star, the man who made Superman a truly iconic TV hero in a time where he became a household name and a children's favorite. That is all we have for this episode of the Cold Case Files, brought to you by the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. Share your thoughts with us on what you think happened to George Reeves. Was he murdered? Was it a suicide? Let us know on Twitter at True Crime NS. That is True Crime NS on Twitter. Or you can find us on Facebook. Just search True Crime Never Sleeps. Thank you, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. Follow us on Twitter at True Crime NS. Like us on Facebook at True Crime Never Sleeps. Send us a voice message at anchor.fm/True Crime Never Sleeps/message. Tune in next week for an all new episode.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice of the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
This sale season, Ritual is urging you to think about what's essential. Your daily health? Pretty essential. Making sure your products are heavy metal tested, clean label project certified, and sourced through a traceable supply chain? Also essential. So this Black Friday, skip the micro trends and put your savings where they matter. Your health. With 40% off daily essentials like stress relief and Symbiotic Plus for gut support. Head to ritual.com/podcast and shop responsibly.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.